Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. The most recent USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE report, came out this month, and Claire Hutchins, market analyst for the U.S. Wheat Associates, joins us today to talk more about it. Claire, what are some of the events or issues impacting the market from the report?
So I think one of the biggest things that stands out to us in the wheat industry specifically is USDA's lower than expected wheat ending stocks estimate. A couple months ago, USDA came out with its world wheat ending stocks estimate of 313 million metric tons, and that was actually revised down 3.3 million metric tons in one single report, which is more than they usually adjust. So I think the market was pretty surprised by that. It was this estimate of global ending stocks actually came in below industry expectations on reduced supplies estimates and increased consumption as well.
So what do you think it was that caused USDA to make the changes?
I think right now what we're seeing with the higher corn prices and higher soybean prices, it could have, you know, stimulated USDA to actually increase its wheat seed usage estimate, which is another thing that was, you know, not expected in this report. And given the USDA number that we have now, the wheat for feed usage in the United States would be up 14% on the year and up almost 25% from the five-year average. So I think that was a significant climb that we hadn't necessarily expected.
We did have favorable planting conditions this year, a strong market, and some other positive factors. Claire, looking at the current trends, do you have an idea of how the trends may affect next year's wheat plantings?
Another report that USDA just came out with was the winter wheat planting estimates. And we have HRW for the whole country up about 4% on the year. SRW, I think, is up at least about 10% on the year. And this is really driven by the, you know, substantially higher futures prices that we saw in the fall, specifically during that critical planting window. So like late September to mid-October, futures prices for SRW and HRW both jumped about at least, you know, 15 to 18% just in a couple of weeks. So, you know, producers were, of course, responding to marketing conditions, which, you know, increased our total winter wheat acreage. And this is the first time in 8 years in the United States that we've actually seen an increase year over year in winter wheat acreage, which is, you know, really remarkable to see.
Claire, I know it's hard to guess, but what kind of outlook is there on the markets? And what are some of the factors which could cause it to jump or drop?
You know, I can't say that things are going, you know, we're going to continue to see this massive upward momentum, but I think there is some underlying support for this strength that we're seeing right now. So kind of rumors and news circulating right now is that the Russian government could actually double its export tax for wheat exports between March and June of this year in order to stabilize domestic food supplies and domestic food prices. And so that is, you know, initially the tax was 25 euros a metric ton, and then analysts said it might be 45 euros a metric ton, and then the rumors really started to come out that it might be 50 euros a metric ton. So there's sort of questions about Russia's ability to export significant volumes of wheat between March and June. That is adding some underlying support to the wheat industry as well. And then also just by virtue of the fact that, you know, the United States is one of the biggest and most major corn and soybean exporters in the world, and we don't see that slowing down in the next couple of months with corn specifically, that's also going to add underlying support to the wheat markets as well.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us, Claire. And while we keep an eye on the markets, we'll hope for some more moisture. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Tremella Guzman.